we have another gorgeous cat, older cat from the Crossroads Shelter in Bellevue. Her name is Flora.
Flora, what a sweet name.
And she is 9 years young. She was a stray, but she is our longest resident at Crossroads. She's been there since June.
Oh, so she's been there longer than Little One?
Exactly.
Oh,
since
my.
The summer, and I think the reason some folks have not looked at her, even though she uses her litter box, current on her shots, she's just a little reserved. But once you get her on your lap and hold her and pet her, she is yours. So if you're thinking of a little... an older cat who will be very sedate but love you to death. Think about Flora. She, again, is our longest resident cat resident at Crossroads.
And so she's at the Crossroads Shelter. And are they open today as well?
They are not. They're closed on Sundays and Mondays.
Closed on Sundays and Mondays. So the first time you'd be able to check out Flora would be Tuesday.
Tuesday, right.
Okay. All right. So that, and if you want more details, folks, just go to the Animal World website, www.marthanorwalk.com, and click on current events. That's where you will find our current pet of the week and any that have not yet been adopted. So, Nancy, keep up the good work and
thank you.
Hang in there. And I'll check with you before I believe what I hear and see on the news.
Okay.
And you will update us again next Sunday.
Sounds great.
All right. Thanks, Nance.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. We're going to close out the second hour of this week's edition of Animal World, turn it right around, and be back to Vet Sunday with Dr. Al Pluckner. And we'd love to hear from you. So stay with us. Phone lines are open right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
This hour of Martha Norwalk's Animal World has been brought to you by Canada Pet Foods. Superior quality in every bag and can. This is Alternative Talk, 1150 AM, KKNW Seattle, and KWJZ 98.9 FM, Digital HD3 Seattle.
Been there, done that? It's time for a change.
Hi, I'm Rob Spears.
And I'm Brenda Michaels, and we're the hosts of Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference.
If you're ready to engage life, expand consciousness, and ride the wave rather than be bowled over by the incredible changes that are upon us, then join us Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. on KKNW 1150 a.m. or 98.9 HD3 or ConsciousTalk.net, where together we'll forge the new human being.
I'm Joy Turner, host of Talk With Your Animals, now on Thursdays at 1 p.m. I take your calls and talk with your animal companions about anything you'd like to know from them. You can also talk with your loved ones, both human and animals, on the other side. Tune in to Talk With Your Animals Thursdays at 1 with me, Joy Turner. Thanks for listening.
Do you know how, for so many people, there is so much information out there today? They don't know where to start when they want to find something that's interesting to them. What Pam and I have done is we've created a unique radio show specifically targeted to women and the men who love them, designed to focus on helping them to learn, grow, change their lives, and have some fun.
Join Rochelle and I every Tuesday through Friday from 8 to 9 a.m. right here on KKNW 1150 a.m. or chatwithwomen.com. You'll be glad you did.
When the red, red robin comes bob, bob, bobbing along, along, there'll be no more sobbing when he starts throbbing his old sweet song. Oh, wake up, you sleepyhead, get up. Get up, get out of bed, cheer up, the sun is red. Live, love, laugh and be happy. What if I've been blue? Now I'm walking through fields of flowers. Rain may glisten, but still I listen for hours and hours. I'm just a kid again, doing what I did again, singing a song. When the red, red robin starts bob, bob, bobbing along.
This hour of Martha Norwalk's Animal World is brought to you by Wysong, the thinking person's pet food.
Hey, good morning. morning, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk, and welcome you to the third hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. Now, you can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the Internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got Internet access. Now, the best way to pick up the stream is go to the Animal World website. That would be www.marthanorwalk.com. Click on the Listen Live icon in the upper right-hand corner of the homepage. That will click you through to the 1150 KKNW website. Click on Listen Live again, and that will bring up the instructions that you need to stream the show. Now, we are going to get back to Vet Sunday here in just a moment. I want to let you know that Sandy's back got the better of her, and she has headed home, just in too much pain to stay. So thanks, some good thoughts, some special healing for Sandy. Now, what that means, though, that we have open phone lines, and we'd be delighted to hear from you, and we are entertaining your animal or human medical care questions for Dr. Al, and the phone lines are open. But since Gary has to be here in the studio here and can't answer the phone in the studio, when you call in, he will just put the line on hold. Now, you'll know your call's been picked up because you'll hear the radio station playing in, you know, the radio show playing in your ear. Just hold on, and Gary will either run in the other room when he has a chance to talk to you and find out who you are, or we'll just bring you up live on the air, kind of a surprise. Woohoo! We might just pick you up and say, boo, a happy day after Halloween. So anyway, we would love for you to call, because otherwise, Gary and Al and I have to figure out something else to talk about. And you never, it might be football, because there's two of them and only one of me. Oh, Gary's loving that. He's just sparkling all over the place. Okay, so anyway, here are the numbers if you would like to call in. Local number, 425-373-5527. That's 425-373-5527. If you are outside of our local calling range, you can give us a call at 888-298-5569, and that's free, toll-free, 888-298-5569. And then while we're on the air, you can send an email to us at animalworldlive@hotmail.com. animalworldlive@hotmail.com. If you've got a question or comment, you want to send it via email, do it soon so we have time to get it before we run out of time to get it on the air. Now, you can be in touch with Animal World other times by going to the Animal World website, which is www.marthanorwalk.com. Lots of great stuff for you there. Links to all our advertisers and sponsors on the homepage. Tells you what the next show is going to be all about. Link to our audio archives if you miss parts of the show, want to share a show with someone, or want to listen again. You can go to the audio archives and listen to any of our past shows since we started archiving. And you can go to current events for current events, issues or items and details and pet of the week. Now, if you want to submit a current events item, please do so via email, because it's so much easier for me to get the webmaster that way. And if you need my services as a behavior therapist and trainer, or if you just need to contact me about something, you can do so via email on my website. Click on Contact Martha, or address your own email program to Martha Light, L-I-G-H-T, at AOL. com. I don't, however, work via email. You can certainly send me information that way, but the best way to get a hold of me, and keep in mind that if you have a behavior training issue with your animal friends, I always do a free, no obligation telephone evaluation. So it's always worth giving me a call, but especially right now, because I'm packing and getting ready to move and all of that stuff, be sure and bug my voicemail. So, because sometimes if I only have a few minutes for a call, whoever called me the most gets the first call. So that's Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling, 206-525-2016. 206-525-2016. Now, you can reach Sandy through her website, www.animalnature.com. And keep in mind that she's laying low these days with her back, and hopefully we'll recover soon. Now, if you want to check out Dr. Al's work, www.drplechner.com, drplechner, P-L-E-C-H-N-E-R.com. Lots of great information there, and you can order his book, Pets at Risk, From Allergies to Cancer, Remedies for an Unsuspected Epidemic, The Breakthrough Endocrine Immune Balance Program. If you don't have the book, if you haven't read it, as far as I'm concerned, it's a must-read for anyone that lives with animals. And for humans as well. And there's the Human Compendium of Articles. And then there's the new website. We talked to Michael, who is responsible, the www.healthypetnetwork.org. Healthypetnetwork.org. And then the blog can be found at healthypetnetwork.net. All right. I think that... And if you want to hear more of Gary... He's here every Monday night doing his show, Sports Tangle, from 8 to 9 p.m. right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. And that website is sportstangle.com. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Anything good happening on your show tomorrow night?
Probably not.
Probably not? No, he says probably not. Should we then just not tune in? Or you know, we should be there just on general principles. Yeah. Oh, either way. Aren't you a excited host? All right. Let's see if our guest is any more excited than you are. That would be Dr. Al Pleckner. Good morning again, Dr. Al.
Yeah, good morning, Martha.
Yeah, I don't know. Are you going to tune into Gary's show? He didn't sound real excited about it.
He's excited about it. He probably has teams that he's been banking on, they're not doing well.
Hey, how did you know that? His team is just tanked.
I know Gary.
Yeah.
How's your daughter, Gary?
She's great. She was a doctor for Halloween.
I love it.
She's very cute. He has a picture on his cell phone that I got to see this morning. She's dressed up in her little doctor outfit with her stethoscope and big glasses. And what did her T-shirt say?
Trust me, I'm a doctor.
Yeah, trust me, the check's in the mail. That's cool. Hey, Martha, real quickly for the wolf.
We're back to the wolves.
Yeah, the wolf people. I want them to know that I am an advocate for the wolves. There's a wolf colony in San Jacinto, California.
Yeah.
I've got some beautiful pictures they've given to me from the wolves that I've treated for pneumonia, the whole bit. So I am in favor of all of this. It's just that, you know, what these people in the world need to realize is we have an altered environment that we, the people, have altered.
Yeah, and we've messed up the
veto. Yeah, from my understanding, there's no pristine wilderness left. So you've got to manage the animals. You just can't go, hey, go for it. Everything's cool. Because it is not.
Well, you
and
know,
so
yeah,
the point of it is, that, mm-hmm. Well, you know what it is? It's a time to grow up and realize that we have a problem. And
we
need to manage for these poor animals because they can't manage for themselves. And we start introducing things where there is an overbalance of one or the other, like in any situation, you end up with a real problem. And a problem has been caused. And it will be handled, but it's a shame it has to be. Anyway, I will shut up and move on.
Oh, well, you know, but it brings up more conversation in that it is important for listeners to know that you have been a wildlife advocate for many, many, many years. I mean, you created wildlife refuges down there in Southern California eons ago, before it was the thing to do.
And I've helped raise wolf calves. I mean, or cubs, you know, and I love them. I mean, they're great. And I've treated them. I've done all this stuff. It's just that I also have raised, you know, fawns. I've done all kinds of things with fires down here.
All kinds of wildlife, yeah.
Bring everything in that poor little guys had been burned and the whole thing, and their environment's gone bye-bye. And now they're encroaching upon civilization and looking at dogs, cats, the whole thing. They're just trying to live. We took over their environment.
Yep,
basically, so come on. What you got to do is you respect all of them. Doesn't matter whether it's a polar bear to a kangaroo rat or whatever it is, you start changing the environment for them and you're going to see some bad imbalances, and we've seen this before.
Yeah.
So we need some common sense.
Well, and we need both sides to truly open up to understand the opposite side. And if they can do that, then maybe we can meet in the middle somewhere and figure something out. But, you know, I know what a great wildlife lover and supporter you are and all the work you've done to support wildlife. And, of course, there isn't anyone that loves wolves more than I. And I had a pack of what I called Wolfodes, Arctic wolf, coyote, and hybrids, you know, for almost 20 years. I adore them. Absolutely adore them. But
I do.
As you do. But we have to admit, there's a problem.
There's definitely a problem, and it's got to be, you know, the problem has got to be solved for the wolves and the other animals, too.
Yes, it has to be solved, yeah, for all the...
And it's not, that we're in favor of wolves, we're not in favor of wolves. That has nothing to do with it. What it has to do is we need those people that can look beyond the end of their own noses and realize that there is a problem here, and how are we going to handle it, not only to help the wolves, but help the other animals also.
Well, exactly. And that brings us to, you know, another subject, which is our state here, Washington State. Because so far we aren't part of the problem. So the problem doesn't exist here, except, and we have not on purpose reintroduced the wolf to our state. However, we have two active packs of gray wolves now in our state that have moved here on their own. And they are being closely monitored, but they're already in jeopardy, and at least one has been killed by someone here, and we've reported on that. But we've got two packs now in the state, and I'm wondering, I mean, have you got any bright ideas as to what the state of Washington ought to be doing to prevent, you know, the problems that are happening elsewhere?
Well, I think you know, your Department of Fish and Game, Federal Wildlife Service, so on and so forth, I think these agencies, and, you know, and some are good, some are not good. And we got biologists, we have people that are watching. I think what needs to be done is we need a balance of wildlife, if you will. And so what needs to be done in the state of Washington is watch the wolves, watch the, you know, the burrs, and the increase in the number of wolves, so on and so forth, and then if they can, you know, fit into the environment without causing problems, now, sure, they're going to have to live. You know, Mother Nature's chain is such that they are going to kill certain things and eat them. It's just that, you know, the problem that we're all, many of us are having is to see the wolves go out and just kill for the sake of killing. But the other end of the stick, too, is... from a wolf standpoint, you got to make sure that was a wolf. You know, that wasn't a cougar.
Right,
a
right.
Cougar.
They may get blamed for something else.
Can determine. Look at the tracks. Look at how the kills were made. Make absolutely sure that's what it was. And if you're starting to see stuff like this, there's a conflict. There's no doubt about it.
Yeah, and we did report, it may have been just last week, that there is work being done in the state right now to initiate probably the most generous payback program for ranchers that lose livestock and so forth due to wolf predation. That they're already figuring out what they're going to do about that in this state. So
and that's where, in Washington too?
Yeah, no. in this state, that they're getting ready to instigate, at least if I, Gary, do you remember the kind of the details on that news story? It's supposed to be the most generous rebate or repay program around to compensate ranchers and farmers for the loss of livestock. And that's part, you know, of the program to get the ranchers and farmers on board. But, you know, there's still the bottom line that the way Mother Nature works, there's, you know, kind of that pecking order, that hit list on the predator ladder, and if you're at the top of the predator list, I mean, there has to be something above you to keep you in balance as well.
Right, and the shame of it, what it'll come down to is man created the problem, and man is going to have to handle it. And so what you're going to get into is you've got the people on one side that don't want these animals killed, you have the people on the other side that feel there's an overabundance, and they are going to shoot them, and it's a shame, because if they hadn't been reintroduced or had been reintroduced in a different manner, this would not be happening.
Great. Well, and I also, like Sandy and I brought up last hour, I think there's a bigger picture, and that's what's going on a spiritual or energetic level, and that animals are reflective, especially wildlife, reflective of the mass consciousness of humankind. At least that's what I believe and what Sandy believes, and we think that there's a bigger reason for why the wolves are behaving the way they are, and it all comes back to messed up humans and the way we are behaving, and that we need to change our behavior on a mass level and order for everything else to change.
You know,
but bottom line, it all boils down to it's our fault. We've created this mess.
And the point of it is, you know, before you can heal somebody else or help somebody else, you know what?
You got to heal yourself.
Exactly. And
all
you
right.
can only... Go on.
Our stereo speakers, heal yourself. All right, we need to take care of our advertisers and sponsors, and then we'll have another big chunk of time to discuss. And folks, if you would like to chime in on the wolf issue, if you have something brilliant to say, or if you would like to get us back to Vet Sunday, we would love to hear some animal medical care questions. So give us a call. Remember, we'll just put you on hold. 425-373-5527. That's local. 425-373-5527. Toll free, long distance, 888-298-5569. That's 1-888-298-5569. An email to animalworldlive@hotmail.com. We'll return with Vet Sunday straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. Hey, did you know that even if you feed the highest quality all-natural foods, even if you home cook for your animal friends, the ingredients in that food is exposed to heat, light, and oxygen, and that begins to destroy a lot of the important stuff? Well, that's why Designing Health created The Missing Link. Now, they start with human-grade, all whole natural raw food sources. They've perfected a way to protect it from heat, light, and oxygen. It comes to us in a powdered form in a resealable gold foil pouch. You keep it in the refrigerator once you've opened it, mix up your animal friend's food, add in The Missing Link, and voila, you've added what's missing, like the balanced omega-3 and 6 oils, the enzymes in the raw ingredients, the fiber. The Missing Link tends to eliminate excessive shedding problems in dogs, eliminates hairball problems in cats. There is a Missing Link formula for dogs, one for cats. There is a vegetarian formula you can feed to both your dogs and cats and to other little critters as well, like rabbits and guinea pigs, hamsters, and the like. There is a bird formula and a horse formula, and a Missing Link Plus with glucosamine for connective tissue and joint support in a dog and horse formula. So ask for The Missing Link wherever you shop for premium pet supplies, or you can go directly to Designing Health. Give them a call at 1-800-774-7387. That's 800-774-7387. Or visit them online at www.designinghealth.com.
What is the Canada way? Pet foods that deliver superior quality in every bag and can, with no corn, wheat, soy, grain fractions, fillers, or byproducts, and naturally preserved. Canada's All Life Stages grain-free formula provides 80% meat protein with human-grade chicken, turkey, lamb, and fish, 20% vegetables and fruit, and 0 grains for wholesome nutrition and increased energy levels. Superior palatability, digestibility, and nutritional benefits. Discover why dogs love Canada. Available at a pet food retailer near you. Go to Canada.com for more information.
Robin Alexis has channeled a new energy portal called the Mary Magdalene Reiki Healing Energy Portal. You can check out the information about this new energy portal on her website, robinalexis.com. Click on the large button on the right side of the website that says, "Are you guided by your higher self?" Click here to visit the Sacred Reiki Healing Energy Portal. Your experience here will mend your soul's heart and recalibrate your senses to the divine. In addition to receiving access to the Mary Magdalene Reiki Healing Energy Portal, your subscription will include a copy of the ebook Robin Song. Access to the special priority forum for subscribers only, to read and to post into, and access to the special calendar for subscribers only to learn about special meditation events that will only be for those who have subscribed. For more in-depth information, check out the Mary Magdalene Reiki Energy Portal on Robin's website, robinalexis.com. It's Robin's hope that future generations will continue to bathe in the light of this sacred Reiki Healing Energy Portal.
Some people know a good thing when they hear it. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Hey y'all, Martha Norwalk, and we are in the last hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. It's the first Sunday of November. Yikes. Can't believe how fast time is going, but it is first Sunday of November, and that means it's Vet Sunday with Dr. Al Pluckner. He's the author of Pets at Risk, From Allergies to Cancer, Remedies for an Unsuspected Epidemic, the Breakthrough Endocrine Immune Balance Program. And apparently, nobody has any animal medical care questions, Gare, because so far we have lines wide open. So if you would like to ask a medical care question of Dr. Al, do give us a call. Maybe you've got a follow-up report. We'd like to hear that, too.
What we may talk about real quickly, if it's okay, is that, you know, after 43 years of, you know, trying to make a difference, I finally have some people like Michael Goldman and David Spangenberg, so on and so forth, that really believe in this and want to make a difference, too. And I think the neat part about what we're trying to do is bringing all your listeners into a situation where they can tune in to the Healthy Pet Network. They can make their comments. They can make suggestions on products and things they need. And
right.
We can get people like yourself involved doing webinars, educating people, because we need, like with the wolf thing, we need to educate people to understand what, you know, domestic life is about, what wildlife is about, and kind of what their life is about, too. I mean, they're
And it's all
going to
be
way.
Free on this website, healthypetnetwork.org.
Absolutely.
It's all going to be free, which is great. So check it out.
And we've
out,
got,
folks.
I think, a charter membership thing where if you want to sign in and do your whole thing, then we're going to have a newsletter. We're going to have all kinds of
Oh, you know what? I wonder if Mike is still listening. If he is, maybe he can call us back. Because when I was looking at the healthypetnetworksite.org yesterday, I was online, and it said if you want to be informed of, you know, new things and what we're doing and all that kind of stuff, sign our guest book so we can contact you. I could not find any way to sign. I didn't find any links to a guest book or to sign up for a newsletter or anything. So if you're listening, maybe you could call us back and let us know.
I think it is. I think I did see it.
You saw it. Well,
If you go on, you scroll down long enough, there is a place there for your name. So on and so forth.
Boy, it certainly didn't come up for me. I looked everywhere I could think of to look to be able to sign the guest book, and I couldn't find it. So now, I am certainly not the most proficient computer person around. We all know that, and I admit it.
Nor am I. But, I even found it, so I'm kind of
If you found it and I did, but anyway, so I know if I couldn't find it, then there are others who couldn't find it.
Yeah, but you know what? I set my alarm clock back an hour ago.
I know. I reminded you to set your clock back. And all right, that phone's right. Maybe that's Michael. Should we take a chance and see if that's Michael, Gary, and just bring him up? Why don't we just have an experiment? Live radio is so much fun. Now, this could be someone else that's just mad at us or something. Who knows?
Fun deal.
All right, caller, you're on the line, live with Martha and Dr. Al.
Yeah, hi, this is Dick from Monroe.
Oh, hi, Dave. Well, I recognize your voice, Dick from
been
Monroe.
A long while.
All right, well, Dick from Monroe, what can we do for you?
Well, I just wanted to run something past Al.
Okay, can you hear Dick okay, Dr. Al?
Yeah, I can.
Okay, go ahead, Dick.
Hi, guy.
Yeah. I've been playing around with the syndrome and stuff where I've had the problem of getting the cortisol into my system by taking it internal.
Okay, before you continue, Dick, we should let anybody know that doesn't know, this endocrine immune imbalance, or what we call now the Plechner syndrome, relates to dogs, cats, horses, and humans. And Dick is calling about himself, not an animal. So he is a human Dick, you've had the blood test run, have you not?
Yeah.
So you know that you have this imbalance. And aren't you working with a naturopath in our area that treats humans?
Yeah, I was. I haven't been back to see her for a long time.
Okay. So anyway, that catches everybody up. So anyway, we're talking about Dick himself. This is a human case. So what do you need to know from Dr. Al?
Yeah, I was. I've been using the Cortif sublingual in order to be able to get it into my system, and it works that way where I can't take it internal because of the IgA being so low, like it's 49.
Okay.
So that worked for me, just as a point.
You have a low IgA, which means your intestinal tract's probably inflamed and can't absorb. So you put it under your tongue.
Yeah, I put it under my tongue.
Your IgA's increased with doing that?
I've never run a second test on it. It's been a while.
How are you feeling, though?
How are you feeling, Dick?
Well, it seems to help to do that. But the other thing that I started doing recent, because it still wasn't kind of turning around.
Yeah.
So one of the things that I came up with was I was reading in a book on the Life Extension Foundation.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if Dr. Al's familiar with that one.
Yes, I am.
Okay, and the pages in there has to do with the male hormone modulation therapy. And he talks about the testosterone converting to
estrogen.
And then messing up the prostate.
Right.
So what I looked at in there, and they talked about, was using nettle root extract and the saw pimento in order to
help the prostate.
To help the prostate, but what it does, it messes, it interferes with the estrogen so that it doesn't go through the testosterone conversion and stuff.
So
what happens to?
I don't want to go into detail.
What happens realistically with that is there's a thing now that you don't need a prescription for. It's called Fricin, that also stops the conversion from testosterone.
What did you say? It was Cricin?
They call it Cricin, and that's not a prescription thing. And the other end of the stick that the MDs use is a thing called aromatase inhibitor.
Huh.
Because aromatase in the fatty tissue will also turn androgen in women and testosterone into estrogen. But Cricin is something that will do that also. Sal Palmetto seems to be involved in helping the prostate, as is zinc, 25 milligrams. There's a lot of stuff there that you can do to help the prostate, so also stop the testosterone being turned into total estrogen also.
So, Dan, what's your question for Dr.
I'm thinking, so my thinking is, it's just kind of general information, but I'm thinking is that by using the nettle root in particular, and then also the saw pimento, that it because it reduces the testosterone conversion to estrogen, why it reduces the estrogen, which helps with the cortisol.
So you're wondering if that assumption is correct?
Yeah.
What do you
just wonder what he has to say.
What do you think, Dr. Al?
Well, if it's working, I mean, the ticket is to, you know, test your bloods and things to make sure it is working. I mean, that, you know, that's the baseline right now. Okay.
Yeah, the results that I've found is because I weigh, I'm about 5'11", and I weigh 105 pounds.
Oh,
and
my.
Actually, I've gained about 5 pounds since I started taking the nettle root and the saw pimento, along with vitamin D under the tongue, too.
Wow. Well, it sounds like it's helping you then.
Yeah, it seems to be changing. You know, it's just short term so far.
Right. But I guess what Dr. Al is saying is there's no way to know if it's doing what it's supposed to unless you rerun the blood tests. But on the other hand, there's certainly proof in the pudding, and you're feeling better and you're gaining weight, so that's a good thing.
Yeah, the results make a difference. My information came out of this page, 1158 in that book for his information, page 1158.
Well, that's super. And what you want to do, though, as long as you're feeling better, that makes a big difference. But as far as taking more or changing your dose levels, you kind of need to realistically go back and see where everything is, like the IGA, so on and so forth.
Yeah.
Because even with a linguet, what you're still looking at is in under the tongue, you're still looking at a mucous membrane imbalance.
Yeah.
And normally it's still 49. And if the CORTEF works, and that's what Dr. William Jeffries came up with, 2.5 to 5 milligrams, usually four times a day. If you can handle that, then there's not a problem with it. Many women have problems with it because it's corn-based, and once they take it, they gain 25, 30 pounds.
Yeah.
So the point of it is the weight gain is cool. You need that. But you also want to make sure you want to monitor where you're going with this and making sure those other levels have changed. That's all.
Yeah, would the...
that makes sense.
Would that test, would the... what would you suggest as far as minimum cost for the EI1 test? IGA?
You know what you should do? Do an IGA.
Just do the
IGA.
IGA
and see where it's
estrogen
at.
If the estrogen levels are coming down, the IGA levels will come up.
Yeah.
So see where you are in regards to the 49. Because normally you need to be about 65 in the IGA to absorb. So basically, Yeah, see where you are.
Yeah, so you wouldn't have to.
If you're creeping up, keep doing it.
Yeah, there's you
no
wouldn't have to
it.
Run the whole whole blood panel,
no.
Dick. You could run just the IgA and find out what you need to.
Yeah, that's right. What I was wondering.
That'd be the cheapest thing to do.
I haven't done that for quite a while, so it's important.
It would be good to check your IgA.
Yeah. I'm looking forward to see you up in this area too, Martha.
Yes, I'm coming back to that area.
I'll get in touch with you so I figure where.
Okay. Well, yeah, I hope to be moved by the end of November, but don't know for sure yet.
Does Dr. Al have anything more?
Anything more for Dick, Dr. Al?
I think, Dick, if you can do an IgA, let's see where we are. And like I say, as long as you're feeling better, continue with what you're doing.
Yeah.
And then what we can do is once the IgA comes in, make some suggestions to probably possibly modify, maybe do something a little different, whatever, just so we can get you normalized so you're feeling great.
Well, the other
happy life, you know?
Yeah, the other thing I was looking at is you were mentioning, which I hadn't caught into before, and that was one reason why I went into this book, was I was looking for anti-estrogen type foods, and as well as what the estrogen type foods were, a listing of it somehow so that I could kind of adjust my diet as far as getting away.
Well, that's good thinking. Now, look on my website.
Okay.
drplechner.com.
I have foods that contain natural estrogen. I have foods that contain natural or inhibitors.
Okay. When I go to your website, what do I look for to get to that?
It's all there. You can eat stuff like that.
Okay. Now, Al, he wants to know how to find it on your website. You go to www.drplechner.com, and doesn't he click on articles first?
Yeah, articles, it should be there.
Okay, if you click on the articles page, there should be those articles about the estrogen foods.
Good.
And then what's going to happen, too, Dick, is on that Healthy Pet Network, they're going to be publishing. They'll have all these articles there.
Oh, great.
Because they're trying to get it together.
I'm looking forward to that.
More complete than what my web is. They're getting the information out now, and they're making it totally, you know,
right.
Done.
We got
really
Michael
well.
Back on the line, so we're going to be talking to him next.
Very good.
So,
thanks,
so Dick, you get that IgA checked.
Yeah, and then call us, Dick.
Okay.
I'll keep in touch.
All right. Thanks,
keep
Dick.
Good work,
thanks. Buddy. Bye.
All right. Bye bye. And then, for any of you that don't know, the IgA is the antibody that keeps mucous membrane, like the lining of the intestinal tract and so forth, gums healthy. And that's why we measure that, to find out if the intestine, is healthy enough to metabolize.
And absorb the
medication. And in Dick's case, his isn't high enough. That's why he takes his medication under the tongue or sublingual. And so that's why
you got to realize sublingually, that's still the mucous membrane.
Yeah, it still is. You're right.
So, yeah, if it works, that's great. But many times it does not, based upon the fact that you still have that 49, and that's underneath the tongue, the whole bit. So if it works for you, hey, go for it.
Yeah, in many cases with an IgA that low, a patient needs to have it injected. Isn't that the case?
Exactly.
Right. All right. Well, Michael, he was still listening, and he's answered our call. So we'll see if I can find out how to sign up for the guest list now. Hey, Michael, is that you?
Yes, I'm here. I'm sorry it took me so long. I was in the process of feeding the kids, and that's why
you were napping.
That takes a while.
No, you have, and the kids must be all those dogs and cats.
Yes.
All right, so did you hear my plan? I was checking out the healthypetnetwork.org yesterday, and I read something about if you want to know what's coming up and all that, yada, 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 sign the guest book. But I couldn't figure out how to sign the guest book, so.
Okay. Well, as of right now, there's two ways you could reach me, and there isn't a guest list yet, but there will be this week. Because the charter membership is just something that we just discussed in our last meeting, and we want to get it up.
But
there's two ways to reach us that are up there if somebody went there today. One would be to contact us. They could do it that way, or in that little section where it'll say make a difference, and you could contact us about upcoming things. It has my email address. Either one of those will work. But as far as the actual guest list that you're talking about, I would say by the end of this week, we'll have something more formally up so that we have a welcome and an introduction that our writer will put that up there, and we'll have something a little more formal, and we'll have that this week.
All right, you guys. Well, see, I feel a little better. I'm not such a dummy after all. There is no guest list to sign yet.
Not yet. You can always reach
like
me, but we'll have it up this
there
week.
Well, now, see, yeah, now, Al, you're the dummy because you said you found
apparently.
It. See, but it isn't there to find.
Yeah, but what I tell people is it's Dr. Dummy, please.
Dr. Dummy, okay.
Dr. Dummy.
All right, well, then we will look forward to on healthypetnetwork.org that there will be a guest list to sign probably in the next week or so.
Yes, I would say by later this week. We're in the process of getting a lot of things done, so people just need to keep checking back. There's a lot of things up there already for them to be able to peruse and look through as far as education materials. And so we wanted to make sure that the information was up there. But there's lots of little odds and ends and, you know, the events, all those sorts of things we're working on. And we're making some tremendous gains and we're adding things every day.
Super. All right. So we will keep tabs on that website, www.healthypetnetwork.org. It's free information, and there's going to be more and more all the time, and there should be a guest list to sign up for announcements and so forth in the next week or so. And, Michael, thanks for chiming in again. I really appreciate it. And we won't have a Vet Sunday with Dr. Al until, can you believe it, 2010. Oh, our first show. First Sunday in January, Dr. Al will be back. First Sunday of December, Dr. Al's going to be having a holiday visit with his family. So Dr. Mike Salewski will be in the house. And anyway, Michael, maybe we can talk to you again in January to find out all the great things that are going on the website.
You got it. Thank you.
All right. Sounds good. We'll look forward to talking to you in 2010. Yikes.
All right. Take care. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Mike. Bye-bye. Dr. Al, I can't believe how fast time is going. 2010.
I know it. Kind of fun, though. I mean, hopefully we're getting insight and information out to the people and, you know, give them a direction, if you will. And that's the point of literally what you're doing, I'm doing, too. I want to show them a better way, a better way to contain their own health and make a difference for their animals and themselves. And, hey.
And speaking of that, we have not in this show really talked about what is this imbalance and how you discovered it and the details involved. And when I'm thinking about it, I don't know that we've actually gone into those details in the third hour of the show. So there may be people listening that don't know what we're talking about. So I suppose it's timely to cover that at the moment. And essentially, you've been working with this syndrome for, gosh, it's got to be 45 years or more by now, isn't it?
Right, yeah, it really has been.
You started on this right out of vet school.
Right, and it hasn't been accepted. It's getting there now.
Right, and
it really is.
And kind of the story is you came out of vet school, you saw a lot down there in Southern California, a lot of dog, you know, skin problems, allergies, and hot spots, and all that kind of stuff. And standard treatment was give them cortisone as an anti-inflammatory, would calm it down, but don't give it for too long or you get side effects. And instead of just accepting that, you wanted to know why the cortisone worked in the first place. And it occurred to you, since cortisone is a natural hormone that our body needs to have in order to be healthy, you were wondering if maybe by giving that cortisone that you might be funding, as you call it, a low cortisol level.
Deficiency, sure.
A deficiency in that natural hormone. And you found out that that was, in fact, the case.
Exactly.
Now, then, what ended up happening over, I mean, you spent a lot of time testing and trying this and trying that and in order to come to all these conclusions. And actually, your first book is when I discovered you and your work, and that was back in the 1980s.
Right.
And that's when you brought to light food allergies and how food affects behavior and the physical health and well-being, and particularly with our dogs and cats, and most especially dogs. You created some of the first hypoallergenic diets. You created the first lamb and rice formula. and the first non-meat, first vegetarian formula food for dogs. Right. So it's kind of exciting to know that you might be creating more. So at this point, we need to take care of our...
Yeah, I am. I'm really looking forward to it.
Oh, me too, because we haven't, you know, I just think that's a great idea. Anyway, we're going to take care of our advertisers and sponsors for the last time in this hour, and then when we return, let's run down just the basics of this endocrine immune imbalance for any of you that don't know what it's all about. And so we'll cover those bases when we continue straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Darla Ruers wanted to be a veterinarian since the age of five. Always an empath, natural healer, and visionary artist, Darla wanted to give a voice to the animals and be their advocate on the most gentle, heart-centered, true-feeling way. Her interest in shamanism, plant medicines, and diverse healing forms led her to open the Ancient Arts Healing Arts Center for Pets and People located in Fremont. There is a very tangible link between the symptoms we see in animals and the people they live with, and Dr. Ruers treats the animals, helping their caretakers bring awareness to their part in the wellness. Darla teaches Qigong and art meditation to the humans to help them help their pets. A licensed veterinarian in Washington, Dr. Ruers has been certified in veterinary acupuncture and has practiced alternative therapies on domestic and exotic species since 2002. She has been doing house calls and office visits in the greater Puget Sound area since 2005. For more information, go to ancientartsvet.com or call 206-547-1025. That's 206-547-1025.
Hi, this is Julie Forbes. Join me on Wednesday afternoons from 2 to 3 p.m. for the Dog Talk Show, an evolved perspective on life with dogs. Listen to discussions on dog-related topics and call in to voice your opinion or ask my opinion about your dog. We will talk about everything from dog behavior to pet food to dog training programs and prisons. The Dog Talk Show, an evolved perspective on life with dogs. I'm your host, Julie Forbes. Tune in Wednesdays from 2 to 3 p.m. on Alternative Talk 1150.
Massage is good for everyone, including your pets. Learn animal massage close to home at the Northwest School of Animal Massage. Teaching pet owners and horse owners since 2001, the Northwest School of Animal Massage offers flexible online and hands-on classes, transforming your life and the lives of your animals. To learn more about animal health and well-being, go to NWSAM.com and check Pet Shop Talk. And for more information about animal massage classes or Reiki classes, go to NWSAM.com or call 877-836-3703. That's 877-836-3703.
Alternative Talk 1150. It's the home of mastery in mystery.
November is officially Divination Divas Month. At 8 o'clock, we will have not one, not two, but three psychics in studio from the Emerald Spiral Co-op.
A three-pack of prognosticators. And in the 7 o'clock hour, our friend from Edmonton, Cheryl Martinson, will talk about After the Secret, Now What?
Metaphysics with Attitude.
The Gary Mance Show, Sunday at 7 on Alternative Talk 1150.
Following the herd is fine until they lead you off a cliff. Think for yourself. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Hey y'all, Martha Norwalk, and boy, we're winding down this week's edition of Animal World. But you can find us here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. Sounds like Gary's going to have a great, Gary Mann's, not you, Gary, going to have a great show at 7 tonight. Why don't you tune in if you're not doing the meditation with Robin Alexis. Or, boy, all kinds of stuff going on for our folks here today. Anyway, Dr. Al Pleckner is here. It's the tail end of Vet Sunday. Dr. Al is the author of Pets at Risk, From Allergies to Cancer, Remedies for an Unsuspected Epidemic, the Breakthrough Endocrine Immune Balance Program. And Dr. Al, we were just starting to explain this basic, what we call now the Pleckner Syndrome.
And right.
We've mentioned this hour that after all your years of work and refining this, we now can say that this applies to dogs, cats, horses, and humans.
Exactly.
That it involves a basic hormonal imbalance, but that also there's a second part of the whole syndrome in terms of treating it and regulating the patient, and that has to do with food allergies and sensitivities. We didn't get a chance to get into a lot of that this show, but dogs and humans particularly can have problems with foods. But I know you like the way I describe the syndrome, so I'll explain it quickly. And what it's all about is one is either has this syndrome genetically, you're born with it, or it's acquired sometime during your life due to toxic exposure, stress, whatever. Or it can be the result of just simply getting older. And what happens, for whatever reason, the adrenal glands are either not producing enough natural cortisol, or the cortisol that's being produced is defective in some way, and so it's not being recognized and responded to appropriately by the rest of the body. As a result of this low or defective cortisol, it's the middle layer of the adrenal gland that starts making more estrogen. And herein lies the problem, in that this is not ovarian estrogen. It has nothing to do with being male or female. It comes from the adrenal gland, and everybody has those. So you can be male, female, spayed, neutered, doesn't matter. This is adrenal estrogen. And then we also know, Dr. Al, that this is complicated because there's estrogen so many other places that we get, like you said, in plastics, so it gets in water, and it's in foods, and so there's other sources that add to this growing level of estrogen. And when the estrogen gets high enough, it then binds or prevents from working other hormones in the body, particularly the thyroid hormones. And so they may be there, and your thyroid may test normal with blood tests, but just because it's there doesn't mean it's working, because this high estrogen will tie up the thyroid hormones, and so that regulates metabolism, and then at that point the antibodies all start depleting, and then what manifests as a result kind of depends on the individual. And like your book says, from allergies to cancer, it could could be allergies, could be cancer, could be seizures, could be inflammatory bowel, could be dental disease. On the other hand, it could also be behavioral. It could be that extreme and irrational fear or aggression.
As I see, as
a behavior therapist, been seeing it for years.
Right.
And at any rate, Dr. Al has designed a blood test panel that we call an EI1, that's for endocrine immune panel, and it tests total estrogen. And that, in fact, that's what's been missed in human and veterinary medicine, because nobody's testing total estrogen.
Right. There are very few labs that are. Really.
Yeah. But in your test, you run total estrogen, cortisol, T3, T3, which are the two thyroid hormones, and then three antibodies, IgA, IgM, and IgG. The IgA being the most important, or the one we seem to pay most attention to, because that's the one we talked about that regulates and keeps mucous membrane healthy and stable, like gums and intestinal tract lining and that kind of thing. And there's only one lab that we recommend using that does this panel, but the lab can do both animal and human tests. You just have to make sure that the blood sample is kept cold and it's shipped properly to the lab, and so then you get the results and can go from there. And I guess we can also say, Dr. Al, that there really isn't a cure, but there is replacement therapy.
A control, you bet.
And so that's kind of in a nutshell what this syndrome is all about. Did I miss anything on that, Dr.
No, you hit it right on the head. And the thing is, Martha, that I think that people have to realize is that the secret to longevity, good health, one day will come down to the fact that there is a realization that the total estrogen and the active cortisol have to be balanced. Mm-hmm. So that, in fact, the other hormones can work and the immune system can function as it should. And the importance of this is, with this type of a syndrome, if, in fact, people, animals, are eating foods that have extra estrogen in them, water has estrogen, plastic has estrogen, xenoestrogen, so on and so forth, if that comes into play, and that causes the overproduction of, or summation of, estrogen. The neat part about my mechanism is what can be done is, with the funding of, say, cortisol, so on and so forth, you can cut down the adrenal estrogen and you can get to a point where the summative amounts of estrogen with active cortisone is normal,
so that the immune system can function normally. What is not believed is that the hormones regulate the immune system. There's no doubt about it. They always say, well, the immune system is deficient. No, it's not. It's deregulated.
Uh-huh.
It not only protects you for what it's supposed to do, but it loses recognition of self tissue, and you get autoimmunity. The only deficiency that lies there that protects the syndrome is a deficiency in antibody, and when that IgA is below 65, the patient can't absorb, and that's why people in the hospital, animals do great on, for example, Keflex, an antibiotic, IV. And they go home and they're given the same antibiotic, they fall apart.
Oh, because they're taking it orally and it can't be absorbed.
Yeah, it's the IgA. So with any basic blood test that's being done now, human or animal, an IgA needs to be done to determine if that patient can absorb whatever medication is being prescribed.
Yeah,
and a great example
of what you're saying, that the hormones kind of control, you regulate the immune system, is you've seen so many cases of animals that are vaccinated and have an allergic reaction to the vaccine.
You test them, and they have the syndrome.
You treat them, or you regulate them with replacement hormone therapy, and once their hormones are regulated, the immune system then works properly. These animals then can be vaccinated and do not have an allergic reaction, and they make antibodies.
Right.
So that's a very simple example of how that works.
Well, then, you know, and down the road, you know, there's been a lot of problems affiliated or associated with vaccines. And then the only question here, too, is with autism. Do they have the imbalance? Is a vaccine going to be real problematic for a patient, child, human, whatever, adult?
Do you know of any human patients with autism that have been tested for your syndrome?
They've never tested it.
Wouldn't that be fascinating
to test?
Well,
the other thing, too, is estrogen, and this is a given. Estrogen causes inflammation of the lining of all arteries in the body, and this is typical of, they don't understand epilepsy, but the human profession realizes that. And they don't realize it's adrenal estrogen, but when a gal that's menstruating has estrogen from her ovaries that come up in combination with the adrenal estrogen, if it's too much, one, you can have migraines, you can have epileptic seizures.
Uh-huh.
And if that's the case and you have inflammation, which is proven, of the estrogen causing the lining of arteries to be inflamed, you kind of wonder, where does coronary occlusion come from? Whether arterial sclerosis or atherosclerosis, they just have not looked at the syndrome.
Wow.
They need to start measuring it because it's all part of autoimmunity. I think so much of what we're seeing with chronic diseases, they've got to start looking.
Yep, fascinating. I know many say that you're 50 years ahead of your time, but that's why Michael and people like him and me are trying to get this information out so it can become more mainstream. Unfortunately, we've run out of time for another Vet Sunday. And Dr. Al, you're going to take next month off because you're going to go visit your family.
Exactly. Or if you have a slow news day, as they call it, call me and I'll be on the program.
Okay, well, so right at the moment we've got Dr. Mike Salewski will be here from the Alternative Therapy and Rehabilitation Center at Pilchuck Veterinary Hospital, and of course you know he's got his new murder mystery that he wrote. We've got a holistic vet now that writes murder mysteries, Dr. Al. His barn politics is something else. Anyway, Dr. Michael.
How to kill people with holistic medication.
Yeah, no, right. No, no, so no, Dr. Mike will be here on the first Sunday in December. Dr. Al will be back for the first Sunday of next year, the first Sunday in January. And let's see. In the meantime, if you want to know more about Dr. Al's work, you can go to his website, www.drpleckner.com. That's D-R-Pleckner, P-L-E-C-H-N-E-R.com. You can check out the new website, www.healthypetnetwork.org or healthypetnetwork.net for the blog, and all kinds of new stuff happening there. Be sure, if you haven't already ordered it and haven't read it, you need to read Dr. Al's book, Pets at Risk, From Allergies to Cancer, Remedies for an Unsuspected Epidemic. Dr. Al, thanks so much, and we will talk to you again next year.
Okay, well, thank you very much, and tell Gary to get his act together.
All right, will do. Thanks, Dr. Al. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.
All right, next week, Lola Michelin, Director of Education for the Northwest School of Animal Massage, will be in the house. We'll talk about, of course, the school and upcoming classes and how you can make massage a career. We're going to focus specifically on aromatherapy and the proper use of essential oils, also current animal legislation, and how we might not be able to get raw food anymore. That's kind of scary. We'll see what's happening with that. So at any rate, Sandy, if you're listening, thank you. Thank you so much. Take care of yourself, and we hope your back is better soon. Gary, thank you. And, do stay tuned for an encore presentation of Mystic Radio right after Animal World. And then get on the website, robinalexis.com, because the Mary Magdalene Energy Portal is free and the Divine Right Partnership meditation is tonight at 7:30. As always, let me remind you, animals have feelings too, so treat your animal friends better than family. And please always be kind to open your heart, share your love with all living things.